Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is July 11th. 2021, and this is episode 26, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book Don't Bullshit Yourself, Crush the Excuses That Are Holding You Back by John Taffer. This audible book will teach you how to stop making excuses and start getting results. Don't embrace excuses, embrace solutions. Unless you embrace solutions and do the work necessary to cut through your own crap, you will never win at business or in life. The time we lose to making excuses can be devastating. Psychologists call excuse making rationalization, a defense mechanism we use to justify bad behavior and poor decisions. Excuse making is just a form of lying. When you make an excuse, the first person that you are lying to is yourself. When you make an excuse, you're holding yourself back. Excuses are a common denominator of failure. Excuses never make dreams a reality. Own your excuses and you will own your success. You must always become accountable for the decisions you make and actions you take. Your excuses are nothing more than traps and illusions. If you own the failure and truly blame yourself, you will fight. But if you blame an excuse or someone else, also known as blame shifting, you have no reason to change and continue to fail. The greatest lie we will ever tell are the lies we tell ourselves. Chapter 1. Excuse number 1. Fear. Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy. The mother of all excuses is the fear of failure. Fear can be the most powerful tool to make you take action. Use fear to propel you forwards towards a goal, one step at a time. Don't let fear paralyze you. Unchallenged fears hold you back. If you don't confront them, you get stuck. Facing your fears and making a bold move offers tremendous learning opportunities. Chapter 2. Excuse number 2. Knowledge. All men who have turned out worth anything have had the chief hand in their own education. Always be willing to act like a sponge and absorb new information to help you grow. You cannot teach that which you do not know. A mind once stretched by a new idea never returns to its original dimensions. You won't learn anything new if you think you know everything. Never become fixed in your thinking. Always have a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset. A growth mindset keeps you growing, while a fixed mindset makes you stuck. Effort leads to mastery. Chapter 3. Excuse number 3. Time. The one thing that we all have in common and in the same quantity is time. How we use our time defines our lives. We could either use our time wisely or use our time poorly. Time used well bestows incredible benefits. Not appreciating time or understanding its value can lead to life's greatest losses. Procrastination can put you off your game. Knowing more equals procrastinating less. Only put off until tomorrow what you are willing to die having left undone. Life is not a coincidence, life is a consequence. If the timing is not right to do it now, figure out why and do it anyway. Chapter 4. Excuse number 4. Circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want, and if they can't find them, make them. We can't control our circumstances, but we can control how we respond to them. Try to turn all obstacles into an asset. Create an environment where failures and obstacles are seen as opportunities to grow, not occasions for dodging responsibility. Always give a situation second or third look, and re-examining existing conditions allows you more time to see things differently. Learn from the past, but don't live there. Every problem has a solution. Chapter 5, Excuse Number 5, Ego. The ego is a defense mechanism. Making excuses is an effective way to either self-rationalize or manipulate an external situation or persons. The ego subconsciously blocks out any information that triggers and does not support, bolster, or promote its well-being. Listen less to your ego and more to what you really want to do or should. The personality that cannot change is really the personality that refuses to change. Wrapping yourself in self-pity spoils any chance of being able to see new possibilities as they appear. Agreeing to live with regrets ensures only that they will be with you tomorrow. Practice being positive. Healthy self-esteem prevents you from being caught up in self-pity and is a defense against criticism that can often stop your progress. Chapter 6, Excuse Number 6, Scarcity. For those who do not live in fear of scarcity, life is unlimited. Don't sell tomorrow for today. Never lose focus of why you started. Don't let the bad overwhelm the good. The only person who can stop you from going after a goal is you. Be willing to take responsibility for failure, because that is crucial for your success. Don't get bogged down by details that don't matter. The one thing that is more important than money is passion and commitment. Ending note. Excuses are monuments of nothing. They build bridges to nowhere. Those of us who use these tools of incompetence seldom become anything but nothing at all. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this Audible book a solid 4 for providing 6 ways to stop bullshitting yourself and crush the excuses that are holding you back. To find out more about this Audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this Audible book, or go to www.johntaffer.com for more information. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you would like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.